This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The community of Nutok, Alaska is relocating due to climate change. The military is lending a hand in helping the community. KYUK's Greg Kim reports troops are working side by side with residents to build new homes.
In a single summer, reserve forces will have built a mile of road, a landfill, four houses, and a heavy equipment shop.
That is the military's contribution to our community. And it's huge. It's huge.
Tribal Administrator Andrew John is excited about the program. It's called Innovative Readiness Training. And Program Manager Morgan Shepherd Vieira says the Muktovik project allows engineers to practice building in extreme remote conditions. But that's not all.
While we bill ourselves as training, we describe this as a win-win for both military units and then also for our community partners.
The military is saving Nutok $1.6 million in labor this summer. They can spend that on other parts of the relocation, estimated to cost over $100 million. Bosco Charles is a Nutok resident working side-by-side with the military at the new site. He says he wasn't always excited about moving.
I don't know, it didn't seem real.
But with help from the military, he's already seen 13 homes go up. And now, it's real. Bosco says he's excited to start over. He called it a new beginning. In Nutok, I'm Greg Kim.
Cook Inlet Regional Corporation has announced its board is supporting efforts to recall Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy. The Anchorage-based regional corporation is owned by more than 8,000 Alaska Native shareholders. A letter from the board states the action is necessary to protect the health, education, and well-being of its shareholders and all Alaskans. A recall campaign is underway over statewide upset of the governor's budget cuts. Meanwhile, a number of groups, including Native Peoples Action and First Alaskans Institute on Wednesday, called on the governor to save the state. Native groups are raising concerns about cuts of more than $400 million from the budget. In a recent press conference, Dunleavy told reporters he believes in public engagement, but doesn't think there are grounds for a recall. A disaster declaration for the Muscogee Creek Nation was approved by President Trump Wednesday. It will help with federal aid in the Oklahoma tribe's recovery efforts after storms, tornadoes, and flooding from May and June. The tribe has been working with local, state, and federal agencies on recovery efforts. Additional designations may be made by the tribe after further damage assessments. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief-Elect Chuck Hoskin Jr. Wednesday announced plans to raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour. The Oklahoma tribe's current wage is $9.50. The proposed increase would impact more than 400 government employees. The initiative is part of the Chief-Elect's plan for the first 100 days of office. Hoskin is set to take office on August 14th. His minimum wage executive order would go into effect in October. Michigan's Native American Heritage Fund announced seven educational awards this week, totaling more than $400,000. The projects include rebranding of an Indian mascot, expanding a language program, and establishing a treaty day. The funds are from a tribal state gaming compact for K-12 schools and higher education. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.